My name is Mason Lerma. I'm a junior at Grand Valley High School, and here recently I started up a club called Diversity Club. The issues Diversity Club handles and tries to manage is issues related to acceptance of anyone, regardless of it, if they're different for any aspect, be it ethnic, orientation of any sorts, whether it be male, female, whether it be blonde hair, black hair, or simple as like top of the class to lower end of the class. Diversity Club's goal is to increase the amount of acceptance that the school has as a whole and allow us to become a more solid unit. Once we started this club, we realized that there was a small issue. What even was diversity? What did you classify that as? Previously, in the past, Diversity Club was focused more around ethnicity and accepting people of specifically Hispanic culture. However, we wanted to make sure that Grand Valley as a whole understood what we were trying to do as a club. So we partnered with the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program with KDNK to create a actual piece to ask the school what they thought about it.
Diversity means to me that there's differences among each other, but no matter those differences, being able to overcome it. Diversity affects me in a positive way because, for instance, in theater, some people are more talented at dancing, some people more talented at singing, some people more talented at acting. And when we all come together, we create something beautiful. I think it has a good impact because it enables us to have a better workforce, a better community, better schools, because we are all able to work together to create a common good.
Diversity means just a big culture. Everybody's with each other, no matter race, ethnicity, whatever.
Okay. Yep. How does diversity affect you?
Diversity affects me because, you know, I like having a bunch of cultures reflecting on what I can do for the future. I think it impacts the community because it makes us different, because, you know, there's a lot of communities that are diverse, they're unique, they're great to be there, you know, because they accept everything, and it'd be pretty good for the society, you know.
Diversity to me means being different and being confident in it as well. I don't think it affects me at all, really. Like, people that are themselves are people that I love to be around. Well, I guess we still have a little bit of ways to go when it comes to accepting a few people and certain types of people. But I think that the people that I'm around, I think that they accept and are okay with it.
I'm a sophomore at Grand Valley High School. Diversity means that there's different types. So there's either one big type and there's little different parts of that one type, or there's just major groups that are different from each other. Diversity affects me in how I see my everyday life, how I talk with my friends, and how I see other people. Diversity has a real big impact on our community altogether, because we're not just I can use race, for example, and we're not just a white supremacist community. We're full of, we have the few blacks, we have Mexicans, we have Latino Americans, we have different cultures, which make it a big culture pot.
What does diversity mean to you?
So like a change within the culture. A difference between like this kid and this kid. There's a culture change. Like this kid, not being racist, but like this kid's a white kid and he does like stuff that like a Christian person would do, and then the Hispanic population will do something different with their like holidays and stuff like that. And there's that diverse group within like your friends and all that different kind of thing.
Alright.
I get to see a lot of different things around here, especially in our town. There's a lot of different cultures and stuff, and there's like in my friend group alone, there's a lot of different styles of how people's families live and stuff, and I get to see a large difference and experience new things.
Thank you. What is diversity's impact on your community, if at all?
There's more common Hispanic stuff around here. So like, there's more, because there's a higher Hispanic population around here than there is maybe somewhere else, and we see a lot more of that kind of type of stuff. So okay. It's pretty cool.
Diversity to me is multiple different types of personalities, cultures. To me, it's big. I try to include it in my everyday life and my friends and the way I treat people. I think it affects my community because the school seems pretty open to diversity. They all seem pretty comfortable.
Diversity means to me like a separation in like race or just a separation in general. It really hasn't affected me besides like seeing like the different kind of kids at our school. impacts our community by having like a variation of children like in our community and like the kids in our school and who I go to school with.
Diversity to me is just a difference between people, whether it be religion, sex, race, anything like that. I don't believe it has affected me at all in my life.
How does diversity affect your community?
I don't see it a lot, but I could see it affecting our community because there's a lot of different, quote-unquote, like minorities in our community, and I could see it affecting them because they get treated differently than some other people.
I'm Ryan Frank, principal of Grand Valley High School. For me, diversity is everybody has their own things. Everybody has their own talents. Everybody has their own uniqueness, and so it is a mixture of all things. As a principal, my goal is to meet the needs of every individual, period, regardless of where they're at. And so that diversity makes a group, and in that group within, hopefully individuals are able to find a place that they belong and can call home and be a part of that group. And so as I'm sitting in the cafeteria right now, everybody is different. And so dealing with them as individuals and not as a whole. Again, I think in a diverse community, every community has its differences, but there's an underlying component of a community in drawing together to build that community. So just like a school, the community is very similar, that there's people that value different things, but being able to respect and not have to necessarily agree, but being able to respect people for who they are.
What does diversity mean to you?
Celebrating the difference of people.
How does diversity affect you?
It doesn't affect me very much. I haven't seen diversity affect my community.
Diversity is a bunch of different species, either human or other people, just coming together and living in the same environment.
How does it affect you?
You have to learn how to deal with people different ways, and like not even just skin color, like your emotions and feelings.
Hello, I am a freshman at Grand Valley High School. Diversity can affect me in many ways. There are positive ways because no one is equal. No one is the same. Everyone is different. I get different opinions about different things. Sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad.
My name is Jason Arthur. I'm a math and industrial arts teacher at Grand Valley High School. Diversity is basically that we all are different, unique people. We live in a diverse world with different, unique animals, different, unique trees. And within diversity, the question is, can we come to unity?
How does diversity affect you?
You know, in Parachute, you know, we're mostly a small, rural Colorado white community. I live in Coldwin, which is a small, rural white community. So not as much as many in the city, but it still does because I work with like different unique people every day. I don't teach 120 Mr. Arthurs. I teach 120 unique students every day who need my attention in many different ways and who need to be taught in many different ways. I think the hardest thing with diversity is that we have a really hard time overcoming our differences to come to unity. So I think that's the biggest challenge that we face in our community. Even though we are a very homogeneous community. We still are a lot of diverse people with diverse beliefs and thoughts. And the challenge for us is to come together in those thoughts in unity so we can work together for the greater good and the ultimate goal.
Diversity affects me in many ways.
Such as?
Food, friends as well.
All right. What does diversity mean to you?
Diversity as in race, food, it can mean country as well.
Okay. What is its impact on your community?
A lot of things, such as food. That's the main one. Diversity in opinions and ideas as well.
Okay.
Diversity means to me is like the difference in people as far as like gender, race, religion. Diversity doesn't really affect me. I look at everyone as an equal, and I don't really look at people differently just because there's something different about them. I think it affects our community by, like, because there are people that don't really like people being different or people being in a minority, so it kind of creates a lot of conflict and stuff. So I feel like that's something that would be really a great effect on the community.
What does diversity mean to you?
People being different and like not being judged for like how they are.
All right. How does diversity affect you?
It doesn't really affect me. Like, everyone's different in their own ways, and they are, like, perfect however they are.
How does it impact your community, if at all?
A lot of people are, like, rude to people that are different, but they really shouldn't be when everyone's just who they are.
Diversity means different people, different thoughts, and they're coming together to make something better, usually, hopefully.
How does diversity affect you?
It helps me to gain perspective on things that I might be stressing about, or it helps me to gain insight into somebody else's life or their situation.
All right. What impact does it have on your community, if any?
I would say, like, in general, our community is becoming more diverse, but our community doesn't exactly, our town community, doesn't exactly cater mostly. They mostly cater to, like, one specific type of person. So, in general, I'd say the area is getting more diverse, but the community is failing to adapt.
Diversity, that's, like, where you have a lot of different type of people or things. Well, it affects everybody every day because there's so many different, like, cultures and styles and stuff that people are into and, like, that you see every day. So, I mean, it affects everybody because you see, like, all different types every day. And, well, it has, like I said, it has an impact on everybody. So, of course, it has an impact on the community because, you know, our community largely is Hispanic and Latino descent, but there's also, you know, like, we have foreign exchange students and all sorts of, you know, all different type of people. So it affects everybody because you get to see, like, what, like, different people and different cultures and different styles of people, like, different, like, things people are into and that type of stuff.
So, hello, my name is Travis Fox, Mr. Fox, or Coach Fox, and diversity to me means acceptance of every culture, regardless of one's background, religion, sex, creed, color, hair color, skin color, all the above. Just acceptance of everyone and bringing them all together in a common place. Diversity, you know, doesn't really affect me because I've grown up in an era where diversity is the norm. Having people from, again, different cultures, different backgrounds, different nations all in one place is something I've grown up with. Watching different families on TV, watching different families in movies, and just different backgrounds, different cultures, it's just something that I'm comfortable with and familiar with, so I guess it doesn't affect me that much. I think as a community, we're affected by diversity and the fact that not all are accepting of others. And so I think as we progress as a society, that diversity is going to affect the community. Basically, that others are going to be forced to accept, or at least it will become taboo to not accept someone because of their culture or background or ethnicity or whatnot.
What does diversity mean to you?
Diversity to me is being able to come together as a group of different minds and different personalities and different beliefs and being able to work together and coexist. Diversity affects me because if we wouldn't have it, I feel like we would be a lot farther behind where we are now because we wouldn't have the same ideas and thoughts. Diversity affects my community because we live in a predominantly Mexican community, so if we weren't as diverse, there would be a lot less people than there are even now.
I think it just means the difference between two people, like a majority group and a minority group, difference between blacks, whites, just minority and majority, basically.
Okay.
It affects me because some kids, like in the school, there's a majority group and there's a minority group, and some kids just don't fit into one of those groups, and it's just diverse. It impacts the community because there's just these different groups, and all these kids that might be in this minority group don't want to fit in, but they can't, and they don't know how to.
I'm Mark Jansen, a teacher at Grand Valley High School. Diversity to me is mainly in diversity of thought. It impacts me and my students in that I try to get as much, draw out as much diversity of thought as I possibly can. I teach a government class and I try to get as much from all sides of issues as I possibly can. It's very difficult to do here in Western Slope of Colorado. And that's pretty much what it means to me, more so than anything else. I guess I don't really know that I'm directly affected, except that I know that I like studying other cultures and how different people think and how they interact with others. So I enjoy that because I like things that are not necessarily the same as me, because it enriches my life as well as the students around me. It enriches their life. Well, diversity's impact on the community can be positive or negative. Of course, it does add that richness to life that I certainly enjoy, but it can also add a conflict if people aren't willing to understand the perspective of others and put that first. And just because somebody has a different perspective doesn't necessarily make that truth or right. But it is something we all need to make an effort to understand the different perspectives of others.
What does diversity mean to you?
The separation of people. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not.
How does diversity affect you?
It doesn't. I don't let it affect me, I guess.
Okay.
Because I'm friends with a variety of people.
All right. So what is it? What is diversity's impact on your community, if at all?
It definitely splits people up in school, I'm sure. I don't know.
Hello, I am a freshman at Grand Valley High School.
What does diversity mean to you?
I have no idea what diversity even means.
Do you think diversity affects you?
What is diversity?
I'm part of the sophomore class at Grand Valley High School.
What does diversity mean to you?
Diversity means difference, being able to be open-minded and know that everybody's different and still be able to proceed and go on through life and not really discriminate towards the differences. Rather than discriminating towards the differences, preserving what's different.
How does diversity affect you?
Diversity has a very large effect on my life. Seeing how I am very diverse from other students and my own family due to the fact of being a transgender individual and a polygamist. When someone discriminates because I'm different, it's hard to have a positive outlook on the world. And when people understand that everybody has differences and they aren't bothered by them, it makes it easier to get tasks done on a regular basis.
And the last question is, how does diversity affect your community? Not necessarily you, but the people around you.
Living in Colorado, I feel as if diversity is a very well-known and very educated subject, other than in other states. Diversity is it's not really taught to be okay, like to be different. And in Colorado, we are taught, you know, every day that we really don't know what somebody else is going through, and we don't know the challenges that are going on inside their mind.
This has been a collaboration with the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Grand Valley High School, and KDNK.